Nolte, Tara Reid gets another corroborating witness, total reaches 8. By John Nolte on June 8, 2020. Tara Reid, the woman who has credibly accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her in 1993, now has 8 pieces of corroboration to back up her allegation, 8 corroborating witnesses. One of the key things credible investigators and journalists look for when faced with an old allegation, most especially one involving sexual misconduct, is the contemporaneous evidence available, if any. In other words, are there any records, diaries, letters, or official complaints from the time in question? Another major factor is to find out if the alleged victim said anything to anyone else at the time. A good example of this is Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who falsely accused then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of attempting to rape her at a 1983 house party. Her allegation was proven false for a number of reasons, not the least of which were all the lies she was caught telling. But mainly because she had nothing contemporaneous to back up her claim, which had just came out of nowhere at the precise moment Democrats and the media needed to derail his nomination. And when Blasey Ford's own witnesses, her very own witnesses, said the house party never happened, that went a long way towards Kavanaugh finally getting confirmed. Reid now has 8 contemporaneous witnesses, and the 8th has just come forward. A man who knew Tara Reid during law school says that she told him she was assaulted, marking at least the 8th person to corroborate aspects of her accusations against 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden, reports the Daily Caller. She said, "When I was in Washington, D.C., I was sexually assaulted by someone you would know." And that's how she phrased it, someone you would know, and she didn't give a name, Joseph Backholm said. "I didn't ask for a name." The previous 7 witnesses who corroborated all or parts of Reid's claim that Biden pinned her up against a wall and penetrated her with his fingers are Linda Lacasse, a former neighbor, Lorraine Sanchez, a former co-worker, Colin Moulton, her brother, 2 friends who spoke with investigative journalist Rich McHugh, court documents filed by Reid's ex-husband in 1996 that lay out the traumatic problems she had while working as a staffer in Biden's office, and Reid's now deceased mother, who made a desperate 1993 call to CNN's Larry King Live looking for advice about her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. This is a breathtaking amount of contemporaneous evidence. But because Reid's allegation is against a prominent Democrat, the very man the corporate media need to ensure Donald Trump does not win a second term, we now have the same media who turned Christine Blasey, serial liar, into a left-wing folk hero using the Bill Clinton playbook against Reid. Since Reid has so much corroboration, since she is so credible, the media have resorted to character assassination about unpaid bills, disputes with landlords, and unreturned books. These were the exact same tactics the fake media used against Bill Clinton's credible accusers. What's more, there might be a 9th piece of corroboration: the harassment complaint Reid says she filed against Biden in 1993, the complaint she says that got her fired in an act of retaliation. If the complaint exists, though, it is probably among Biden's Senate papers that are hidden away at the University of Delaware. Biden denies any wrongdoing, but he also refuses to open up those papers. Naturally, the media are not pressuring him to open up those papers. Instead, the media are just ripping Reid's character to pieces, and by extension, putting the final nail in the coffin of the hashtag MeToo movement by exposing it as nothing more than a vindictive crusade led by feminist frauds. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.